This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand,
the sports show radio host
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the thing. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on,
all across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See the money.
RJ Bell from pregame.com joins us from Vegas. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. RJ on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ,
let it breathe, baby.
Go. Yeah. What's up?
Nice phone.
What's good?
RJ, can I ask you something right off the bat? Beetle, let me take the first one if you don't mind.
Have at it.
What is the old adage about bettors? You should endeavor to be as crazy on the upside as you are on the downside, or you should try and be as crazy on the downside as you are on the upside. Which is it?
I'm not sure. When you say upside or downside, you mean like a winning streak?
Yes.
I personally think there's two ways to look at it, and one is correct. The way that the half-smart kind of got in a school that cost $30,000 but couldn't get into the Ivy Leagues on Twitter sect, right? There's that group. They think they're smart, but they're really not. They're like, oh, if you're 54% long-term and you lose 10 in a row, what are you the next one? 54%. And that's true if it's something like roulette or craps where there's no human element, right? Rolling the dice necessary. As a handicapper, I can't imagine winning 10 games in a row and not feeling better about it, both energy level, both confidence.
Yes.
Now you flip it over, you lose 10 in a row. It takes a real pro to say, hey, nothing's changed. I'm going to keep doing my thing.
Nice.
So in general, I think bet more as you're winning and get conservative when you're losing, both because there's a chance something has fundamentally changed and you missed it, and also just the psychology and the self-fulfilling prophecy of winning and losing.
Okay, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, which, like, what I'm intrigued about is, like, understand, RJ, like, hey, it's 1 o'clock our time, so it's 10 o'clock your time. Like, you didn't just roll out of bed. Like, say you're on a heater from last night. You just hit, like, a 5-team or something. Like, do you even go to bed? Like, what's your day consist of?
Well, listen, I've been in Vegas 20 years, right? So
you're, like, right downtown then.
Yeah, about five miles from the Strip. It's perfect, right? Because you can have a normal life. Yeah. My office is five minutes down the street, all back roads, because, you know, Vegas traffic, just like Boston, I'm sure is not great. But I spend – the irony of all this
time
is –
time you go to bed.
Yeah, I'm an early, on the weekdays, I go to bed maybe around 11, get up around 6. Yeah, I don't sleep a ton. I like to get started, but I spend half my time running the business side of it, right? Then I've got a handicap, I've got my radio show, and then when all that's over, I get to go live the life, you know, as a Vegas guy.
Nice. All right. You want to get to the picks, Peter?
Yeah,
it's certainly better than a straight job. I'll say that.
See this, RJ? Do other shows bring this out of you way we do?
No. You guys have a different style than any show I do, and I actually learn from it. I'm an aficionado of radio. I'm trying to be good myself, and you guys, you've got your interplay. It's kind of got that Howard Stern looseness to it.
And
to me, that's a high compliment.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Let's talk about the Patriots game this weekend. How do you feel about the Patriots heading into this game? How do you feel about the Titans? How are they viewed in Vegas?
They played anybody.
Let me throw a stat at you that's really eye-popping. I just actually discovered it this morning. If you look at New England and their ability to win on the road as a big favorite, so let's define big as 6 points or more. Last three games, Patriots 6-point or more favorites on the road, they've lost two of the three straight up. in the prior 39 games that they were that big of a road favorite, the Pats lost two. Two of 39, then two of three. Now, that's a small sample size, but boy, that's an eye popper. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the quarterback's aging. You haven't had Gronkowski for a couple weeks there, and even when you did have him, the effectiveness of the player, not sure. But I just thought, you know, they played well in Chicago, but they turned the ball. It's all about whether they turned the damn ball over or not. Like, they had some weird turnovers.
Yeah, do you know what those losses were by any chance? Were one of them may have been what? Detroit?
I thought they covered Buffalo.
Detroit's one of them, right?
I thought they covered Buffalo and Chicago.
Detroit would have been one of them. And remember, this isn't cover. This is winning the game straight up. They lost two or three as a big favorite. And I can pull that up as we're chatting.
Okay.
And here's another thing. And this is just you kind of get tired of all the, you know, Belichick is a genius things. I think people do, at least maybe not as much in Boston. I never get tired of it. It's so amazing. Let's go back to 2006. Look at teams on the road. Okay. There's only eight teams with a positive point differential, meaning they score more on the road than their opponent. All right, since 2006, only eight teams. New England's won, seven others. If you combine the seven other point differentials, how much they win on the road by on average, it comes to 6.3 points, so a little over 6 points. So if we're seven teams, it's less than 1 point per team, right, that they're winning. They're just barely winning on the road. The Patriots on the road last, you know, since 2006 have won by 7.7 points, almost eight. 8 points. So they've won more on the road, point differential-wise, as every other winning road team, the other seven in the NFL. That's amazing.
Talking with RJ Bell, pregame.com is where you find him, and at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. Biggest line of the week is this Chiefs game. They're at home against a terrible Cardinals team. But that's a big number, RJ.
You know what? Well, yeah, gigantic. You know, one of the things I love about this business is I've been handicapping, quite frankly, aggressively for 30 plus years. I started when I was 14, and true story. Awesome. And maybe that's why I only got into a state school at Ohio State, which was, you know, fine, but, you know, I was gambling.
I got a 14-year-old. I just can't picture them handicapping games.
You know, the funny thing is I won the first four-teamer, 21 me 200, and then I thought, oh, this is great. And then I lost the next 10 in a row. Like, every week I'd bet a four-teamer. So, you know, that's how it starts usually, with a nice win. But what makes it great is, one, there's things you still haven't learned. But two, things change. One of the things that every pro thought was, you can't lay double digits in the NFL. That was just an adage. In fact, I've been saying it still this year.
Yeah.
I dug into it last six seasons. Now, you might say, oh, that's arbitrary. Why six? Well, I'll explain in a second. But last six seasons, favorites of more than 11 points, so 11.5 or more, are 50 and 24.
Wow.
So 68%. Now, big favorites over a touchdown, but not more than 11. So that second tier, less than 49%. So it's not like all favorites are winning. The big, 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 big favorites are winning. And what we're thinking is, as we think about this, is passing in last 6 years feels about a reasonable time where passing's become even more important. That the idea that if you're a great team, you're a great passing team, which means you are going to be throwing the ball even as a big favorite. You're not going to just sit on it, because a good running team will get extra conservative if they're up by 10 in the fourth quarter. But if you're Kansas City, you got to run, you got to throw, because that's pretty much all you do. So to me, the default dog or pass on these gigantic lines is not the case anymore, and I just discovered that. That said, I can't play Kansas City. Here's why. They play the Rams next week in Mexico City. That is the game of the year. Kansas City hasn't had a bye yet, so a fairly tired team. They have no desire for margin here with a big game on deck.
That's a tough one next week, too, because we were in Mexico City last week, and we spent the week in Denver after playing Denver, and that's an odd place to play, to have that type of game, that matchup, out, you know, outside the country.
And that was last year, you mean, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird spot. It's
crazy 2 days, man.
Mexico.
But what was great was Belichick, again, his genius. You guys might have been there or recall. They played in Denver. They stayed at altitude. I think it was Fort Collins. to get ready for the Mexico City altitude.
Yes.
That game was over before it started.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to bother with our picks?
No, I think we're up against it here.
Which picks? Our college ones?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do the college.
Nah, I don't know. I'm fine with the colleges, but what's your NFL?
We didn't do any NFL picks.
We went all college picks this week.
We went all Clemson.
Really?
No,
we didn't go all Clemson.
Yeah, we did go all college. We did something weird this week. I don't know why.
Something changed it up.
Hey, I'll ask a quick question as we go here. A lot of debate this week. Bills versus Alabama. What do you make the line?
Alabama.
No, we know that.
Alabama minus nine and a half.
No, you're nuts, Zoe. You're crazy. The Bills would have to be the favorite.
The Buffalo Bills?
The Buffalo Bills would be the favorite.
No college team is beating Peterman.
I would put it somewhere around like 20, 21.
Yes.
Three touchdowns.
I made it 17.
Okay.
So
in the same ballpark.
That's why I don't handicap games.
And the thing to think about is that Alabama is considered right now in Vegas the best team of the last decade in college.
Yeah.
And about 4 or 5 points better than last year's Alabama team.
And they would get smoked by any
better
NFL
coach,
team.
Better quarterback.
Yeah. Smoked.
I agree. But I think 17's fair.
Wow.
I think people are crazy if they think that Alabama could win against Alabama.
Every time it happens in college basketball.
We do this all the time. Kentucky and a bad NBA team.
Right. We did it with Syracuse a few years ago. It's like, you know, you think they could beat the Nets? No. It would be 150-12.
By the way, RJ, those Patriots losses, the one was Detroit this year. The other one was Miami on Monday night last year.
Oh, there we go.
And the one win was the win in Buffalo this season.
And by the way, I actually disagree about the NBA. I think a great college team in college basketball would have a better chance, not they'd be favored, against the worst NBA team. Because, you know, think about it. A good NBA, imagine LeBron, if he had gone to, you know, again, an extreme example. But if he had gone to college even 1 year, his team's probably about as good as a bad NBA team.
So, right? RJ, can I ask you this? What's been the buzz on Duke the last couple of days in Vegas based on their win over Kentucky?
Duke was an underdog entering that game. Obviously dominated against Kentucky. If you had bet them the day before that game to win the title, 5-1, they were still favored. After, +250. So literally the odds got cut in half because that was such an impressive performance. Wow. I think that's too much of a reaction, but mighty impressive.
All right, RJ. Appreciate your stuff as always. Thanks for your time.
See you, buddy.
All right, RJ Bell from pregame.com joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls on everything from the day. Celtics, Patriots, Titans this weekend. Tuukka Rask is on a leave of absence from the Bruins with not much detail there. All of it. We got fake promos coming up at 150.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're breaking my comfort and taking. Oh, Cecilia. You gotta jazz up these new intros, pal. You're responsible for that. Still in Simon and Garfunkel.
Maybe Jim will play Cecilia for you. Come on. There we go.
There you go, Jim.
Give in to every desire.
Thank you, James.
Chip's Zoe's biggest enabler.
4 o'clock Friday. Come on. Look, Maz loves it. Still, they stole it. Okay, we got. We got 37 minutes for Deb and Danvers for, let's face it, Lorraine, Debbie and Quincy.
Ken
and Lowell. I think Ken's dead. Like, we haven't heard from him all week.
Paging Ken and Lowell.
If anybody knows Ken.
This is the Zolak and Bertrand show.
We're concerned.
Somebody call the copper
looking
kettle.
Looking for Ken and Lowell, known to frequent Cappy's Copper Kettle. Yeah. We're looking for Ken.
Ken and various landscaping projects around North America.
I was going to say up and down the East Coast.
Up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
All the way from Ocala, Florida. All the way up to Maine. The whole way.
We'll talk horse racing if he wants to call in. Like Breeders' Cup was last week. We'll do all that.
Wasn't Ocala where the big sinkholes were? And yeah. We asked Ken, like,
he didn't even know about it.
No idea.
I thought there was something about an anaconda, too. Wasn't there like an anaconda?
Like the ground was literally being sucked up by the earth.
Yeah.
And he's down there doing landscaping projects and had no knowledge of it.
It was Armageddon in Ocala. The ground was eating people alive. He's working in the ground and didn't hear about it.
Not only did he not get sucked into the core of the earth, but he didn't even know what was going on nearby. He had no idea. Sean is up next on Zolak and Bertrand. Sean, what do you have for us?
Hey, happy Friday, boys. How's it going?
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Hey, so I had a thought, you know, on this whole college professional thing, because I've heard this argument made for a long time, could the best college team beat the worst professional team? And I had an idea of how you could actually play that out in a way that's beneficial for the fans and maybe for the teams as well, and sort of, you know, a lower kind of threat environment. You know, if you had the first game of the preseason for NFL teams, be against the top-ranked 32 college teams from the previous year. I think that'd be kind of an interesting outcome for both teams. I just want to hear what you guys think about that.
Do what now?
Does anyone follow anything that he said?
Do what?
Does anyone follow that?
No.
No.
I don't.
Here's
but
all
it's
I
about college
about the,
playing NFL teams.
The any college versus any NFL, and then RJ said something about basketball. You know what I think back to? Brian Scalabrine. Everyone calling up, touching Rich. Scal sucks. Scal sucks. Scal sucks. Go ahead. I'll play anybody. I'll play anybody one-on-one. And he brought three guys in. I think both of them had played college ball, and there's another guy who's just like a great playground hoops player. I think one guy scored on him
Scal
once.
Scal dunked on him.
And then Scal beat, you know, the whatever the you want to say
mama.
About Fred Rich.
This is when
Fred
Scal
Rich
was
Wallach.
Retired.
Retired.
Right?
And then they played Fred Rich and Wallach 3-on-1, and I believe beat him 11-0.
I could beat them.
Like the worst player in the NBA is still so much better than you think. Not that Scal was the worst, but let's face it. He was not the best. He was not a top guy on anyone's team.
Do you think Scal was shaking like if he saw that like Fred's GoPro video, like how athletic Fred was?
I think if you take the worst NBA team, they would blow doors on any college team. NBA, NFL.
Yeah, I was shocked RJ said that would be the closest.
It's the size and the speed. So you've talked about this, the difference between college and pros.
Yeah, there's some big boys in college, SEC.
They're bigger and they're stronger and they're faster. Like, you're taking the best of the best of the best. You take you take the worst team in football right now, the Buffalo Bills. How many guys from Alabama are going to go on to play in the NFL?
That's a good point, too.
How many on that roster right now are going to go on to play in the NFL?
And then you got the greatest quarterback in history struggling to score points for them in the red zone up there. So you know, take that all into account. Yeah, you're right. With Gronkowski, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Is everybody from Alabama going into the NFL? No.
No.
By a damn sight.
Supposedly they think they're going to have 10 first-round picks this year. 10.
Which is really, really impressive.
10!
But you've got an entire team, any NFL team, based on guys who are good enough to play in the NFL. If you're good enough to play in the NFL and you played in college, chances are you play in the NFL. That's where they go. Thousands of programs, thousands and thousands of kids. And there's a handful playing the NFL every year. You take one of those teams against any college team, I'll take the NFL team. I don't care what year. I don't care what school.
They do have better coach, better quarterback, and better skill positions than the Bills, though.
That's where I'd give them a chance.
Offensively. Defensively, they'd get smacked.
Yes, against other NFL teams. You're right, Jim.
With the size of Buffalo's line, I don't think Tua would complete one of those short passes.
Against other NFL teams, that's obvious. Against a college team, I'm not buying it.
I'm with you. I never buy it. Never do.
I'm just saying, Alabama's receivers are better than any of Buffalo's receivers, and their quarterback is better than
based
any Buffalo's
based on how they look against college
other
teams,
college
yes.
corners.
Yes, against
Put
college corners.
Put them up against
corners,
NFL
sure.
corners. Tell me they're still as good. They're just not.
No, yeah, even I think up they're better skilled than the Buffalo guys. Yes.
Put them up against the Bills' corners, and we'll see how good they are for an entire 60 minutes.
Chris in Foxborough. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how y'all doing today,
hey,
Gert?
What's up, man?
Good. Basically, I just want to talk about Halak. Is he going to be in net now for good? Only
that's a prank call. Like, there's no way.
I like that call.
That's going to end with, hey,
man.
You know, because
I'm talking about Halak.
He went three different accents in 9 seconds. It's going to be, because, you know, Saj sucks.
Halak,
like, that's how that was going to end.
Halak could get the start both tomorrow night against Maple Leafs and Sunday night against the Golden Knights.
Correct.
Yes, back-to-back starts for Halak.
He's calling back now.
It's okay. Come back in a different name. Be creative. Use a different phone.
Sorry. Use a different phone. Listen to yourself.
Well, you can use your home phone or
be
use your
creative.
Cell phone.
Prank us again. Use a different number. That's what you're advocating for right now. What's wrong with you? I would ask the intern if that's how that guy talked when he was screened, but he's busy with another call. Is that the same voice he used when he called in? Chris in Foxborough? He doesn't know. Forget it. And you know what? Forget that call, too. That was Emmett in Plymouth.
Wow.
So he didn't answer Chris in Foxborough because he was too busy screening that guy with his window open.
We've had a really good bank of callers.
I'm going to let the machines cool down like Hardy likes to say.
Yeah, let the equipment cool.
Definitely no callers delay today.
Well, why don't you turn those calls off until Jimmy can release the hounds at 2. Gender-free Friday coming up at 2.
Emmett, you still have the window open?
Hi, Emmett.
What's wrong with you?
God.
You called back like that? Put the window up. Get off the Bluetooth. What are we doing? Hardy, do the headlines. Please.
Yeah.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins will be without Tuukka Rask for a few days. GM Don Sweeney confirming that he has, in fact, been granted a leave of absence. Sweeney said it's not health-related. Just last night, Tuukka Rask went into the game as the Bruins lost to the Vancouver Canucks 8-5 at the TD Garden. Afterward, Rask said simply,
"Sometimes you're letting more goals than other nights. Today, more than I would have liked, probably more than Yara would have liked. Moving on."
They have back-to-back games this weekend, and it could be Yaroslav Halak getting the start in those back-to-back games Saturday night against the Maple Leafs and Sunday night against the Vegas Golden Knights. The Celtics are going to play the second of back-to-backs tonight when they visit the Utah Jazz. They'll be without Kyrie Irving tonight, who's had a funeral to attend. Celtics were down 22 at one point last night, but came back to win 116-109 in overtime, with Kyrie scoring 18 of his 39 points in the fourth quarter and overtime alone. NFL Week 10 began last night. The Steelers took care of home field. They beat the visiting Carolina Panthers 52-21. Patriots getting ready for their visit to Nashville to play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon. Headlines are brought to you by your local Nissan dealer. Get to Nissan's year-end event and save big. Shop ChooseNissan.com today. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Been a long time since I met you. It's Chris Stapleton. Thinking well.
Used to spend my nights out in ballrooms. 617-779-0985. The college pro thing has really got some people fired up. I can't believe we let Emmett back on the line. He stiffed us twice.
Hey,
and that's the third time. Don't ever let him back on.
Idiot. What do you got a convertible?
It? Goodbye.
Put him on the ban list from all shows.
Ban him.
Call back at 2 with that.
Just for that, I'm going to Paulie in the truck.
Oh, okay.
Paulie, get us back on track. Yeah, second day in a row. We've needed this.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. More often the better. I love talking to you guys. Tuukka Rask. It's time to move him, I'd say. Him and Krejci. And where else you think he can throw him? We need some offense. This team's thin.
Two excellent contracts that are very attainable for another team to want and move. Yeah. Krejci and Tuukka.
Well, you know, you got to try. You got to try to move these fat cats, these passengers. Guys are maybe getting a little bit old. I would move the two of them and get the best play you possibly can.
Move them both for the best player possible.
The best forward possible. This team needs offense. They are thin.
They gave up 8 goals last night, right?
Yeah, I do, but they're still thin. They scare me on offense. They just don't have enough up front. They don't have the horses that are going to get them anywhere near close to the finish. I mean, they're just not going to make it. They'll make the playoffs, but then there'll be another also ran. They need more firepower. They need it bad, you know. So I can't wait till that game on Sunday. I can't wait to see what happens again. I would put Butler on if I was variable. I'd put him on Edelman. I'd have him single on Edelman and one of the slot receivers all
so you would put
long.
Butler in a slot over Edelman.
I wouldn't do that.
I'd yes, lick
I
my would. Chops. Edelman
I wouldn't
would
do that.
Edelman will abuse him in a slot.
You know what he's going to have?
Well, he needs the
Chris
boundary.
Hogan.
He's got Hogan or Dorsett. That's it. Butler's got Hogan or Dorsett.
Or Hogan.
There's a big difference there in what you got to do.
You kick
it's
him.
Be Hogan, not.
Oh, my God.
Not Edelman.
You kick him in a slot on Edelman, that game's over first series.
They will feast on him.
Edelman will abuse him.
I would not do that.
He's a boundary corner.
I hope it happens. I hope it comes true. That would be good news for the Patriots.
Vrabel's not that dumb. Vrabel's going to protect him. What?
Pete's in Ohio.
Oh, hey, Pete.
College versus pro teams. Pete. Right.
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, hopefully Ken and Lowell's not sucked into a sinkhole down in Ocala. Hopefully he's safe. But two things. Hey, Zoe. The pros used to play the NFL pros back in the old days used to play like at the all pro college teams, didn't they not? Back in like the 60s?
I don't know. I don't recall that.
I think I
remember staying up for the Bob Hope, all American team.
Yeah. College all star games. Yep. You're
really?
Right. Yeah. Jim just told me this.
When was this?
The Chicago Charities College. Oh, no, that's not it.
What?
I don't know. We'll have to find it.
It happened way back in the day.
I believe it.
Here it is. I got a story on it from
2013.
And in the, you know what? We'll just read the story. Thanks, Pete. It happened. The headline of the story was When College Joes Beat the Pros. And it happened August 2nd, 1963. The College All-Star Football Classic. College players beat the NFL champion Green Bay Packers 20-17.
That's applicable.
Yeah.
Sure is. So,
1976, the Steelers played the college All-Stars. Game finished with a thunderstorm. Ended early.
What?
You're in your heyday, Zoe.
I don't remember that as a kid.
Okay, but you're talking about college All-Star teams. You're not talking about a college team.
Right.
Which is the argument.
Talking about the best.
We're talking about if you took the best, you know, let's say 22 starters out of college football and had them play the Bills, then you got a shot. Yeah, I think you do. Because that's basically next year's, you know, we'll say next year's first round.
Yeah.
Where you fill out an entire roster and you could pick from wherever you want to do it. Yeah, I could see that happening.
If I was the worst team and the worst coach, I would not want to play that team because of the risk of losing and the embarrassment. Shows you how bad a coach you are.
Do you know what I think, like, one of the closest teams that I can remember being like one of those types of teams that could win. Like I think back to Miami, like early 2000s.
Oh,
like they were loaded with NFL talent.
How about go back to just the like Benny Blades, Michael Irvin days, Jerome Brown. Oh my God, Sean Taylor.
Oh,
that crew. Yeah,
looking up right here, the 2001.
Yeah, Sean Taylor was on those teams.
Greg Olson, right?
All them. The 2001 Miami Hurricanes, offensively now, had Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Frank Gore. Those are three guys.
Nobody went to school.
They had Jeremy Shockey. They had Kellen Winslow.
Shockey.
Who was their quarterback that year?
Oh, it had to be
Ken Dorsey.
Ken Dorsey. Gino Toretta, right? Like after that?
No, Toretta was like 92.
That's right.
That's way
oh
before
my God.
That. But yeah, I mean, that's one team
Dorsey.
I can think of.
That's right.
Defensively, Ed Reed was on that team. Entrell Roll was on that team. Jonathan Vilma was on that team. Vince Wilfork was on that team. A lot of talent there.
Vince was driving an Escalade then. I remember that.
Philip Buchanan was on that team.
Andre Johnson was their receiver, right?
Oh, my God.
Andre Johnson.
Yeah, but I don't think Andre Johnson was actual.
What floor do they live on? Seventh floor crew?
Yep.
Hold on. Andre Johnson did. He had 37 catches on that team.
That's a good party.
I left Andre Johnson out by accident.
Santana Moss maybe too, or Sonaris Moss, one of the Mosses.
They blew doors.
I don't think he was on that team. I think he may have been gone by then. Yeah.
What kind of parties you think they
have? How about that? What a team.
That was Dennis Erickson, right?
That's like one team I could think of.
Or no, what's his name? Coker?
Yeah.
Who's the coach?
Yeah. Were you talking
Butch
about
Davis?
Who was the coach in 2000?
No, I mean, Butch Davis. You had Erickson.
Larry Coker was the coach
Larry
in 2001.
Coker. That's what
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, Butch right. Davis put those teams together, and then Coker
Butch
took
recruited
over.
Him. That's right.
Yeah. Dave in Virginia on Rob Gronkowski and his status this weekend. What's up, Dave?
Hey, so I had a question. So clearly Gronk having injuries, injury issues is an understatement, even since his draft day, whenever they had concerns about him. So when they put him on the injury list, I don't doubt that, you know, he has back issues and ankle issues, but one of the things that I wanted to ask you guys is several times in the past few seasons, he's been out right before the playoffs, and I think in some cases that actually cost them a lot. So I'm wondering how much they're maybe using kid gloves with them, and, like, even just the smallest, you know, discomfort or anything, they're just saying, hey, don't play, in hopes that he'll be more prepared for playoffs than previous seasons.
Yeah, I don't think it's small discomfort. I think it's something's bugging him. It limits him as to what he can be and how effective he can be. And just if you can't go, you can't go. And this guy's got a carrot dangling out in front of him. If he could play and he was healthy, he'd be out there just jamming, trying to get money, trying to get paid. That's what you want as a player. And it's nice that you may be able to have him. This is what we're hoping for. We're hoping that you get healthy, and by the time December rolls around, he's cranking. And you blow doors out in Pittsburgh, and then you're off and running. We'll see. He hasn't looked great.
Today's takeaways coming your way. It's Fake Promos next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Time for Fake Promo Friday, which is brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. All right.
Red Sox.
Fake promos. How many?
I think we got nine.
Nine.
Cut
what's
down.
Our what's
cut,
our record?
We cut it down from 12.
Jesus.
I know. There's 12's too many. So let's get to them.
Okay.
Middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
They hated me and they ended up telling me to leave because people
nuts.
Would come in and they'd be hammered. I'd be like, yeah, you're 21. Like, you're not. Well, I didn't say it.
Time out.
You absolutely said it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
I still contend that I didn't say it.
Did you see the video that people posted on Twitter?
No.
You said it.
Okay. Maybe
the people on the TV saw it.
It probably just sounded like I said it. I didn't say it.
Well, it sounded like you said it, then you said it.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
You didn't give the big, you didn't have an emphatic it.
I didn't put a T on the end.
Right.
Oh.
It was good, though.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Jane Slater is reporting that Dez will wear number 88 in New Orleans and report to the facility on Thursday after spending today in Dallas with his son on his birthday.
Hashtag throw up the X.
There you go.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. As an NFL Bert guy,
cracks himself up like no other.
It wasn't even
unbelievable.
Funny.
No, he's just reading the tweet.
Yeah. Hashtag throw up the X, like that's his thing, throw up the X.
There you go.
Bert's predictions are so god-awful. Like, his breakdown on the league is, we love him. He said Carolina was the most well-rounded team. He said that Wednesday. They got their
great
ass kicked.
Great reporter, bad at predicting things.
Great reporter, really bad at his prediction.
Right. I'd rather have him be good at reporting.
That's exactly.
Yes.
Remember, he does his job well.
3 years in a row, he picked Cincinnati.
But
the Super
Bowl. Does stupid things like, oh, Kansas City's the best team in the league.
Cincinnati
will win a playoff game or three. You know, just things that you know aren't going to happen.
It's too close.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
One more time.
Not my name.
One more time.
How you doing?
Hey. She's been calling TNR, right?
No, she.
That's her thing now?
She
called
like
twice on the Bobby Orr
She called to talk to Bobby Orr.
Well, and then she called us.
And stupid ass Bird, her name was Debbie. And Bird typed it in as Dilly.
How you doing?
Like, my name's not Dilly.
How you doing?
It's Debbie.
All right.
That was one of our favorite calls this week.
Oh, what's the other?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Wow. And I had to walk home
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
No, we left.
We're here.
Why did you get thrown out of the house?
No, because sometimes you hang up on me and shit.
He said it. He said the whole word. Totally. He put a T on the end.
He was angry, hammered, drunk.
I didn't say it.
Didn't hear from him again.
Dead.
That was Monday. Oh, Ken.
Check the blotter, police blotter.
And, area hospitals. What are we doing?
And Lowell.
Lowell's son?
Yeah.
Obituaries?
No. Who works here? Bill Burt, doesn't he work
out? Did I cross a line there?
A little bit.
I might have to get suspended again.
Prill's from up there. That's Prill.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I do think they care. They don't want to do that.
What kind of shirt you have on there?
Oh, look at this.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Looks good for
you. Oh, man. What was it?
It was
that was at the Bruins. That was Shaughnessy right. Wearing his Bruins shirt.
Celebratory shirt.
Which was the cover of the sports section or the cover of the paper after they won the cup.
Yeah, it was like the front page.
Which has a picture of him
right
near his column.
But you couldn't tell on radio. He just said, hey, look at that.
Shaughnessy wearing a Shaughnessy shirt.
What's worse, that or Fred on
got
a
it.
Mic on a radio?
Got it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
All I can say is that my life is pretty plain.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's Blind Melon, right?
Yeah, it is Blind Melon. Yep.
You know that dude did backup vocals for Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion albums?
I'd buy that.
I had no idea. Shannon Hune and Axel were buddies. Go figure.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The number one defense in the NFL.
Yeah. Bill said that in his his press conference.
Yeah, but if you were to take a defense, would you rather take...
Oh!
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was loud.
That was some music coming on at the open skate.
That was loud.
Skate, Warrior
open
yesterday.
Skate with little kids that all could skate. It was amazing.
And it wasn't like a song. It was 80s soundtrack skating movie music. Like the first song they played, I didn't even think was really a song.
It was like Newton Country Day School approved music for skating and for the class and age appropriate. That's what it was.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what nailed it down for
that's
me,
our side.
Well, I talked to other people.
Where nobody says anything.
Just shut up.
Going out the door.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He had a really good Bruins
today. Really good organized thoughts there.
Yep. Get rid of trade Rask and Krejci now for the best player available.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work. All right, last one. Here we go.
All right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I can't stand the Chargers. I can't stand them. I don't like the Chargers. I don't like their quarterback. I don't like anything about them. I don't like them. Just don't like them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
What?
You stepping dog crap?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm laughing when I listen to it because you can hear Zoe sniffing all the way leading up to
it. It happened again later in the show.
Can we hear it again? Just Zoe sniffing?
It's not dog crap. The smell is not dog crap.
No, it's not. We determined what it was.
It's definitely not.
But him sniffing.
It's like beer puke. It's weird.
I can't stand the Chargers. I can't stand them. I don't like the Chargers. I don't like their quarterback. I don't like anything about them. I don't like him. Just don't like him. Is that okay?
Yeah.
What?
You stepping dog crap?
Sounds like there's a lab in the studio.
What is this industrial fan above us in that closet down at Gillette?
When that sucker kicks on,
yeah,
it sucks the draft under that door. And I was by the door, and it's that pungent, like, manure odor.
It sounds like someone stashed, like...
Cow crap somewhere in the
like
closet.
Garbage in a vent somewhere.
I know. Sprinkled it with
you
cow
smelled
crap.
It.
Yeah,
sure.
I smelled it down there over the weekend.
Yeah, it's awful.
Right. Okay.
How long till Murray gets arrested down in Nashville?
Quickly, just want to tell you this. There are some quotes coming out of the Bruins practice today. Connor Ryan, Boston Sports Journal, had this. Let's see. Teammates saying, Patrice Bergeron, obviously I'm not going to get into any details because I don't know, just like you guys. It's a personal issue, and right here, we're behind him and supporting him. That's all I can say. He's a great friend, and we're all here for him. Zdeno Chara saying we respect it. It's obviously very important that we support his decision.
Oh, my.
And hopefully it's going to be solved soon, and he's going to be back with us. Obviously, we miss him. He's our teammate. He's our brother. He's been here for a long time. But like I said, we all understand, and we want to respect his privacy. In his absence, we support him, and we think of him.
Wow.
So something's going on.
More at two here.
Felger and Maslow have more on this, I'm sure.
Have a great weekend.
All right, everybody have a great weekend.
Go Clemson.
Go Clemson.